This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Does being detached from this life mean that we can't own things in dunya? My name is Yasmeen Mujahid, and this is a tip about success. The Prophet ﷺ taught us about this concept of detachment and told us that we shouldn't be too in love with this life or too attached. But does being detached from dunya and not having love of dunya in our hearts mean that we can't own things of dunya? There's a really powerful story of Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh that really illustrates this point. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh was one of the great scholars, and one time while he was teaching, he had a notice given to him that his ships had sunk. So he was a man who owned property, but when he was told that his ships had sunk, he stopped teaching for a moment, he paused, he said Alhamdulillah, and then he continued teaching. Later on, he was told that actually they made a mistake and his ships had not sunk. Again, he paused, and then he said Alhamdulillah, and he continued teaching. After this had happened and he was asked why he had done that, he said that when I was first told my ships had sunk, I examined my heart and I found it unmoved. And I said, Alhamdulillah. And then the second time, when I was told it was not my ships that had sunk, I again examined my heart and I found it unmoved. And I said, Alhamdulillah. Now in this, he is saying Alhamdulillah, not about the sinking or not sinking of his ships, not about the rise or fall of his wealth, but he's saying Alhamdulillah that his heart was not attached to that rise and that fall. And this is really a concept of having things of dunya in the hand, but not in the heart. And so it is possible to have wealth. It is possible to have things in dunya without having being attached to those things, because true detachment is a detachment from the heart, that these things do not enter the heart. It is as Ali radiallahu anhu said, that detachment is not that we do not own things, but that things do not own us. If you benefited from this reminder, join me for my class, Transformed, in which we will take a journey talking about how we can better our relationship with the Creator and the creation by transforming our hearts. And I look forward to seeing you there.